Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name, Chuck Edwards. Now, I suppose it is the same the whole world over. I mean, after all, real estate operators, they gotta sell their houses and rent their apartments and so on and so forth. But gee, some of them ads. I mean, I remember once reading an ad in the small that went something like this, so help me. Come home, Charlie. Me and the kids need you. If not, please send the violin case. Yeah, that bugged me for days. I mean, why a violin case? Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah. It all started with my buddy Red down at the rank. It is a very hot day. And boy, when it's hot in New York, it is hot. There we is, standing outside our cabs, trying to grab a piece of shade and some nice, clean, cool, fresh air. Oh, boy. Sure is hot, huh?
Yeah.
Gee, the sweat is pouring off me. Ooh. Say, it don't seem to bother you much.
No, I think's cool.
Huh?
I think's cool.
That's an answer. I suppose if you wants to lose weight, you think's thin.
I ain't right there.
So what do you mean exactly, you think's cool?
Well, you know, like I imagines I's an Eskimo, like Farouk.
Nanook.
Who?
Nanook. He's the famous Eskimo, Nanook of the North.
So how can I imagine I am him when I ain't ever heard of him? The only Eskimo I've ever heard of is Farouk. Farouk of the North. I imagine I is him.
Now listen, knucklehead. Farouk was a king of Egypt, one of the hottest places in the world, the Sahara Desert. That's Farouk.
Now what do you want to do that for?
So what I do?
There I am, thinking cool, and you brings up the Sahara Desert, yeah? Gee, sure is hot, ain't it?
Yeah.
Mind you know, it ain't so much the heat as the humidity.
Humidity.
No, that's when you don't wear no clothes.
That's nudity. Hey, that ain't a bad idea. Maybe we should join the nudist colony over the weekends, huh?
Michael, too?
Maybe we shouldn't.
Hey, sure is hot, though, huh?
Oh, boy, yeah. And already I knows what that apartment's gonna be like when we gets home.
Yeah.
I mean, like there ain't no breeze. Oh, and no air conditioning.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We should have a shack up in the mountains where it's cool.
You know what them things cost?
No.
Too much. Ah, forget it.
And maybe we should get another apartment, you know, one with air conditioning.
Ah, them things cost too much, too.
Well, we gotta do something. Now you blew my cool for me.
Like what?
I'll think of something. Don't you worry, I'll think of something.
I should know Kowalski well enough to know that when he says don't worry, that is the time to start worrying. So comes knocking off time and Kowalski goes on home to the apartment. I oozes across town, I picks up Myrtle, and we goes into an air-conditioned bar for an air-conditioned beer for starters. Kowalski, meantime, is bringing his mighty brain to bear on the problem in hand.
Now, how to keep cool? That is the question. Stick my head in the refrigerator? Oh, then I got a cold head and a hot body. Can't sleep like that. One thing, you're standing up. You can't sleep standing up. Anyways, there wouldn't be room for two of us to stand with our heads in the icebox. Well, I got to think of something else. I think the first step will be to have a slug of that bourbon I've been saving for medical reasons. On the rocks. I see frozen rocks. Yeah.
So there is Meathead Kowalski sitting in his underpants sipping bourbon to keep cool. Can you beat that, huh? Meanwhile, me and my broad Myrtle is feeling better after 15 minutes in that air-conditioned bar.
Where's the Einstein in New York?
Red, he's at home.
Ah, you should have brought him, Wed.
Oh, boy, ain't that just like a dame for you? Every time I brings him along, you moans yourself blue in the kisser. The first time I don't bring him along, he tells me I should have. Uh-oh.
What?
I just remembered. He said he was going to think of something.
So?
So I shouldn't have let him.
You can stop somebody thinking?
Well, I don't know about somebody. Kowalski, yes. In fact, with him, the trick is to start him thinking.
So?
So I don't want him thinking up no schemes about how to keep cool. You realize he could solve the problem by ordering himself a half a dozen fans?
I wouldn't do a thing like that.
No, I don't think even he would be that stupid. But you see what I mean, honey?
Yeah. Look, why don't you get him on the Dalmatian and tell him to come over?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, I'll phone him. Right away, I'll phone him. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that the order department?
That's right.
I wish to place an order.
Yeah? What made you think to ask for the order department?
Come to me.
Huh. How many and where?
Let me see. One for under each bed, one for under the sofa, one in the bath, one in the kitchen. Make it half a dozen, will you?
Half a dozen?
Yeah, when can you deliver?
Say, about an hour.
Okay. About an hour.
Give me the address, I'll send them over.
Couldn't get through. The line was busy all the time.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry.
You wouldn't worry. You realize what he could be doing on that phone. I gotta get back.
You want I should come with you?
Maybe you'd better. At least I'd have to think twice before braining the jerk if you was there.
Okay.
On the other hand, maybe you would help me brain him. No, no. I'll drop you off and then I'll go and see. I'll pick you up for the movies around 8, okay?
Okay.
What do you want to see?
I don't care what, so long as the movie house is air-conditioned.
Well, I get back to our apartment as fast as I can, and I burst through that door like June. You know, all over.
Hi, Chuck, old pal.
Hi, Red.
Have a snort. It cools you down.
Bourbon? Cools you down?
On the rocks, on the rocks. Don't the place seem cooler to you? Seems cooler to me.
Ah. Well, that could be because all you was wearing is your drawers.
Be my guest. Sit down.
I gotta get ready to go out with Michael, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just grab me a quick bath.
You'll have to have it on the rocks.
I'm talking about a bath, not a drink.
So am I.
What you talking about?
You'll have to have your bath on the rocks. Do me a favor. Just sit down on the sofa over there, will you? Tell me if it ain't cooler. Go on.
What do you mean, a bath on the rocks? And why should it be cooler on the sofa?
Or have a lie down on your bed. That's real cool.
Kowalski.
Yeah?
What did you do?
When?
What did you do from the time you come home till now?
Well, let me see now. I started thinking about how I could keep this place cool, see? Well, I thought maybe we could stand with our heads in the icebox, but that wouldn't do no good on account of it would let all the cold out and we'd end up with a hot icebox.
Hey, Red.
Yeah, Chuck?
Never mind the build-up. Tell me why. I will find it cooler on the sofa is all.
I was coming to that.
So come to it, come to it!
Maybe you should go meet Moitler. I'll tell you when you gets back.
You think I'm gonna be able to stand the suspense?
So see a comedy.
I am not talking about the movie. I am talking about what you has done while I has been out.
Well, I was telling you, only you kept interrupting.
I ain't got time to listen to the story of your life.
The story of my life? Oh, well, you see, I was born at a very early age.
Oh, boy.
My parents was a bit disappointed because they wanted a baby.
That's enough!
Okay, okay.
Now, either you tells me what you has done
okay,
or...
okay. Well, you see, look, it come to me in a flash, see?
Go on.
I has myself a snort, like I says, on the rocks.
Yeah.
And while I'm taking out the ice cubes, it comes to me.
Uh-huh.
What is cooler than ice?
Uh-huh.
Nothing, I says. Farouk used to build his googly out of ice.
Yeah. He's googly.
Yeah, them little houses the Eskimos built.
Igloo. And Farouk was no Eskimo.
So I ordered 6 blocks of ice.
You what?
I ordered 6 blocks of ice. One I puts under each bed, one in the kitchen, one under the sofa, one for a spare, and one in the bath. That's why I said she was going to have bath on the rocks.
I see. They has delivered these blocks of ice?
Yeah, 5 minutes ago. You know, ice ain't all that expensive.
So why should it be, knucklehead? It's only frozen water. And when it melts, that's what it turns into, water. You're talking about that, stupid.
No.
Well, think about it. And do something before this place is flooded. You meathead. I ain't gonna bother changing. I'm going straight out.
Chuck.
Yeah?
You wouldn't care to give a pal a hand, would you?
No, I would not. But I'm just telling you this.
Yeah?
If those ice blocks ain't out of here by the time I gets back, and if there is one wet mark anywhere in this apartment, I will personally throw you out of the window.
But we're on the 13th floor.
That's honey, ain't it? Because I ain't superstitious. Good night. Yeah, guys and dolls, can you beat that? There was me worrying what the big egg would order 6 fans. I wish he had done. 6 blocks of ice yet. Ha! Well, I picks up Myrtle and we finds ourselves a nice air-conditioned movie house which is showing an old-time movie. Now me, I goes for the old-time movies. So all in all, I is able to forget about refrigeration expert Kowalski for a couple of hours. Well, we comes out of the movie and we has ourselves a milkshake in Teresa's tap room. Not a beer?
No, thanks. Makes me burp.
So, pretend it's your birthday.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah, I thought so. Cheers.
You've forgotten about Kowalski and the ice.
What'd you have to do that for?
Maybe you swapped the ice for snow.
Don't be silly, honey. Where would you find snow this time of the year?
Leave us not forget. With Kowalski, anything is possible.
Nah, you wouldn't try nothing else. I frightened the life out of the big ape. Come on, let's forget the Iceman. Not a snort, honey.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Kowalski.
I'll see if he's... Oh, no, that's me. Yeah, come in.
Oh, thank you.
Are you the guy from...
I came right over.
That was quick.
That's our motto, speedy service.
Yeah, well...
Now, first, let me explain. You pay nothing.
Nothing?
At first.
Oh.
Then, just a small weekly payment secures your holiday shack.
This place is in the mountains.
In the mountains.
And it is cool. I mean, it is not hot.
Oh, once you're up there breathing that champagne air free, the wind whistling through your hair.
With my hair, it'd have to be a pretty strong wind.
And down there, the big city sweltering in the heat. But you are wondering whether you shouldn't put another blanket on the bed tonight because there's a little nip in the air.
A Japanese pilot?
I beg your pardon?
You said a little nip in the air, you know, nip short right. For Japanese. We used to see that during the war, you know, nip.
You are the gentleman who phoned me about a holiday place, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. I wanted to get all the details, you know.
Well, there you are. Each shack has all the usual conveniences.
No bathroom?
That's what I meant.
Oh.
Just 2 rooms and, of course, built from simulated logs.
Logs from the simulated tree, huh?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. Now, you don't have the bother of electric lights or running water in the shack.
You don't?
Indeed not. I mean, you have to remember, if something went wrong with the plumbing right up there next to the heavens, where would you find a plumber to fix it, huh? Well, we have thought this all out. And we came up with the answer.
What answer?
A well.
A well?
A well.
A well.
When you need water, you just lower that old bucket a few turns of the rope and up she comes clear, sparkling, mountain water.
You really think having electric lights is a bother?
Have you never had a light fail in the middle of the night?
Yeah, but you just puts in a new globe.
Uh-huh. But if you haven't got a new globe, and remember, you are up there in the cool, clear mountains, then what?
Well, yeah, but
we
sure.
We have solved the problem for you, Mr. Kowalski. With every shack, every month, we deliver to you absolutely free...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100 candles.
100 candles?
100 candles.
Absolutely free?
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. I'll take it. Where do I sign?
Right here, Mr. Kowalski.
Oh, when can I move?
Oh, right away. Tomorrow.
Gee, Chuck's sure going to get a surprise.
And now I'll leave you this simple little map showing you just how to get there.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the day off tomorrow and go and see.
I sees Myrtle home, and she allows the regulation smooch. Then I get back to the apartment about midnight, expecting the snow goose to be in bed asleep.
That you, Chuck?
No, it is Santa Claus.
You're a little early this... Oh, you're pulling my leg, huh?
So where's the ice?
Oh, I fixed that okay. Listen, what I tell you...
No wet marks nowhere?
No, nothing. Listen to what I fixed.
What was you doing just now when I came in?
Packing a weekend bag.
Yeah, on a Tuesday?
Oh, if you'll just wait till I explains the whole bit,
okay. So long as the ice is gone. Now, look, I'm going to get me a cool beer and a cool bath before I goes to bed. You can tell me all about it while I'm in the bath.
There's just one thing.
Okay. Wait till I crack some beer. You want one?
Yeah, thanks. I'm gonna need it. Oh, well, think of them mountains, the wind whistling through my hair.
The wind whistling through your hair? What is all this?
It's what I gotta tell you. Look, sit down while I tell you.
I am gonna run me a bath.
Wait till I tell you.
You can tell me in the bath, can't you?
No, I can't.
Why not?
On account of,
What in the name of...
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you. I had to put them 6 ice blocks somewhere, so I put them in the bat.
I vaguely remember that I broke down and sobbed. But what's the use, guys and dolls? I mean, when your room's with a jerk like Kowalski, these sort of things happens every day. So I don't get me no bat. I just strips off and I stretches out on the bed and takes a sip or two of the beer. At least, that was cold.
Gee, Chuck, I didn't think.
That's unusual.
It'll melt.
Sure, it'll melt, he says. In 2 days, it'll melt. Meanwhile, we don't have a bath. You think of that, deadhead?
You could always have a shower.
Yeah, so we could... We ain't got a shower.
If we had one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just get on with the packing. You want I should pack for you, too?
I ain't going no place.
Yes, you are, with me.
No, I ain't. I has been where I'm going. Where is you going?
With you, tomorrow.
I told you I ain't going.
We just get Myrtle to tell the boss the 3 of us got food poisoning and we sick in bed for the day.
Would you mind telling me what for?
It's a secret. And they give you 100 candles every month, absolutely free.
In New York. In the middle of the hottest heat wave we has had in 10 years. That is just what I need. 100 candles yet. Now look, it is late. I am tired. No run around. What is this all about?
No, it's a secret.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry. Myrtle don't have to phone the boss. I'll phone the boss. We all takes the day off tomorrow. Hello? Mr. Evans? This is Red Kowalski. Red Kowalski. R-E-D K-O Hey, Chuck, how do you spell... that's right, Mr. Evans. Yeah, I works for you. Listen, me and Chuck and Myrtle is going into... the 3 of us has got food poisoning. Yeah, we's all sick in bed. No, not the same bed. Yeah, food poisoning. What did we eat? Food. Yeah. We're very weak. And they delivers 100 candles every month free and the wind whistling through my ears.
With your ears, that's possible. Straight through, one side to the other.
What's that, Mr. Evans? Oh, you sure? Yeah, I expect we'll all be better tomorrow. In fact, I'm feeling better already, yeah. No, not that better. Hello? You rung off.
I ain't surprised.
Hey, Chuck, what you mean by delirious?
Delirious, that's what you say to the ice company.
Yeah?
Yeah. Your phone's up and says, will you kindly delirious 6 blocks of ice on account of I wants to fill the bath with ice blocks so that me and my buddy will have to stay dirty and hot and sticky because that's the way we likes to be when the temperature is in the hundreds. Well, me and Red, we gets dressed and goes over to Moitles, where the first thing I does is to have a cool bath. Oh, yes, sir. 7 o'clock, and already so hot that all you needs for a snack is a few French fries on account of your walks 5 yards on that sidewalk. Already your soles is fried. Yeah, well, we gets into Kowalski's Dilopi, and away we drives. We gets out of the city, and already it's cooler.
Well, I don't know what Kowalski has in mind, but so far it's a good idea.
Wait till I tell you.
We is waiting.
Only a few more miles, then you'll see. Funny, though, I don't see no mountains yet.
Maybe they's hidden down in the valley.
Yeah?
What's it all about, Red?
It's a secret.
Yeah, he won't tell nobody.
Oh.
Not a soul.
Oh. Well,
Yeah?
Yeah?
Maybe I shouldn't tell you yet.
Tell us!
Okay. Bullies. Well, I's bought us a shack in the mountains.
Yeah. That ain't no surprise. That's a shock.
No, a shack.
Yeah.
Where did you get the bread to buy a shack in the mountains?
Well,
what
see,
mountains?
How much?
So how big is it?
What?
Where is it?
Will you stop asking questions? I'll tell you all about it.
And he did. Every sordid detail. No running water. No electric lights. No bathroom. Imitation logs.
They ain't imitation. I told you. They're real stimulated logs. Cut from a nearby forest of stimulated trees.
Simulated means imitations, you jerk.
Please, Chuck, whoever heard of imitation trees?
Nobody. But when he says to you, simulated logs, he means they has used something else to build the place and make it look like logs.
Yeah, probably cardboard. Yeah.
Well, that would be cool. And why not? The Japanese builds houses out of paper.
They also kneels down to make tea, but that don't mean we have to.
Anyways, who says it's made out of cardboard? We'll soon see. We should be there in a few minutes. He says on this map that 30 miles out of town, you hits the mountains. And from there, it is 2-mile climb up the mountain road. Funny, we just come about 30 miles. I don't see no mountain.
Let me see that map.
You think I can't read a map?
I know you can't read a map.
Look, Chuck, I know I ain't no genius, but I ain't all that stupid.
I wouldn't take no bets.
He said the south road out of the city. This is the south road out of the city, ain't it?
Just give me the map.
He says, there you are. The city sweltering down below, and you wondering if you shouldn't put another blanket on the bed on account of the Japanese are flying around.
Yeah, what you talking about? And why this Japanese kick all of a sudden?
No troublesome taps to turn on. Just draw the water from the well.
You told us all that bit before. Now, come on, just give me that map.
Chuck, I am quite capable of reading a map.
The only maps you could read, knucklehead, would be maps of the world, true romance in pictures.
That's right. Maps is pictures.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Why I can read maps, because you do not read. You look at the picture.
Give me that map.
No.
For the last time, Kowalski, give me that map or so
all
help
right
me.
All right already.
So give.
I wonder what happened to the mountains.
Give me the map.
Okay. Here you are.
What's it say?
Moitle, maps do not talk. You gotta look at them.
Ah, shut up.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I was right, wasn't I? 30 miles south?
Red, you was right. 30 miles south. Turn round. Let's get back to town.
What for? You said I was right. And 2 miles up in the mountains. Ain't that right?
Sure. That's right. Now turn
you
back.
You look down on the sweltering city.
That's right. That's the point. That's sweltering city. Now turn around.
Why?
You know, if ever they has to open up your head, they is likely to find nothing there except half a pint of sour cream.
What are you talking about, Chuck Edwards?
You has signed away $40 a month for the next 20 years for a little shack in the mountains with no electricity, no running water.
I thought if the three of us club in...
Made out of cardboard.
Who says it's made out of cardboard?
Never mind that. That ain't the point.
Ain't it in the mountains?
Oh, sure.
Ain't it 30 miles from town?
Oh, sure.
So?
Yeah, so. I don't think what you're getting at, Chuck.
This cardboard shack with no water, no bathroom, or no lights, one, no anything else. Oh, yeah, and Japanese flying through your hair is 30 miles from town, all right. But the town happens to be San Francisco. Yeah, how about that, huh? Of course, it's too much to ask that Boyd Brain reads anything before he signs it. Anyways, I got a mouthpiece onto it, and he got the big nut out of the contract. Cost him $100 in lawyer's fees, though.
Well, Chuck, there's one thing you can be grateful for.
Yeah, Red, what's that?
That ice has melted. You can have a bath now.
You see what I mean? I should qualify for some sort of medal. Okay, that's it for this week, guys and dolls. Look after yourselves. Drive carefully. Hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.